Clarice is on the line. Hey, Clarice, how you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Now, Clarice, weren't you the possum hunter?
Yes.
That's right, okay. There you go.
Also caught a skunk. Which
there
was
you go. We had a discussion about the skunk.
Yeah, which we got rid of.
Well, Clarice, was Clarice in on the growling?
Yeah, that's where we found out
she
is the possum hunter.
No, yeah. She's never had heard one growl.
That's right. There were 14 or 15 of them, and none of them growled.
Yeah, and Clarice...
But they stomped their feet.
Was it Milton or a couple of people said that we got more response from skunk growling, even then the Gourd Club or whatever, all those other really popular
that
topics.
That happened to be our sponsor, Charles, that was talking
about. Oh, is that? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Charles, we don't want to bring that up anymore.
Charles says he heard about growling skunks for the next 2 weeks after that.
Well, what's going on, Clarice?
I just heard your call, and he was talking about his yew tree. We had one that was about 20 years old, and it bit the ground. It was I didn't realize, but it just, I was checking it and it was gone.
Yeah.
So it just died, and I'm sure where it was located, it wasn't getting the water. When I watered the front lawn, it wasn't getting hit as often as it should have been, and I hadn't done individual watering, so we did lose it.
Well, you know, and people wonder why we don't recommend more of them. They're so beautiful.
Yes.
And there's some really nice ones around, but you can't predict how they're going to react.
No, and it was here when we got here, and it was a pretty tree. But anyway, I called. My daughter has just moved here from Maryland, and the house that she bought has two large trees in the back, but she'd like one in the center, and she loves the live oaks. And I was wondering about what size. I know you all have said if you get too large a one, it takes a lot longer to grow, that you can get a smaller one and it'll catch up with that one.
Yeah, what is Milton's slogan that he came up with? Do you remember?
It's more of a philosophy.
If you go out and dig the hole.
Yes.
For your tree.
Yes.
And then when you get tired of digging and you got blisters on all your fingers and everything, then come in and buy the tree
that fits
the size that fits that hole.
Okay. Where, what neighborhood is she in?
South of North Star Mall, near the
Park Basin. She may have some soil.
Yeah, she has soil.
But I wouldn't get any bigger than 5 gallon.
5 gallon? Okay.
Yeah, or I might go. I like the 10 gallons where you got a 2-inch.
Yes.
Caliper.
I'm
going
to kill those women taking that.
Hey, man.
Load that in that Toyota.
Women nowadays are just getting too soft. They got to be digging that.
Oh, is that right?
Well, they're not soft. They're just
smart.
Some of them are just too lazy to dig. Now, you were talking to somebody yesterday about the bottle brush tree.
Yeah.
I have one which has bloomed at least 3 times a year. And this year, it's getting ready to bloom again. It's bloomed twice, so this is the third time for it.
Is yours older? Is it a bigger, older plant?
No, it's not. No.
How do you take care of it?
I just have it mulched and have it in the yard.
And it blooms real pretty red.
Yes.
And how?
Yes.
Yeah, how much?
A lot of blossoms.
How much sun?
It gets sun all day.
Okay. And mulched, and how often do you water it?
I'd say about once a week or once every 2 weeks.
Ah, so yours is performing exactly the way.
The Joe Long got one of the ladies that have me in the volunteers group, and she's got one. It just kills you every spring. I mean, it's the first thing you ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
she's got hers kind of on the south. I think that's on the south east corner of her house, kind of shaded area.
Well, this is in the north, of the back of our yard, and it's about, I would say, 7 or 8 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say it blooms, is that 3 or 4 blooms, or is it 20 or 30?
No. It's quite a few.
Okay, good.
What do you see hummingbirds in?
I haven't noticed that. We have hummingbirds in our, our hummingbird bushes and in that Duartha or whatever it is.
I'm sorry.
What was the plant?
Duartha.
Purple flowered one. Jerry, it's going to be a.
It has a purple little bitty purple
Duranta.
Flower.
Duranta.
Duranta.
Named after Jimmy Duranta.
Yes.
Why can't these people remember that?
I should remember, but I don't.
Do you have the Inca Dinka Doo variety?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But we have the Pride of the Pride of Barbados is one that the hummingbirds really love.
This guy.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Dangerous,
that's good to hear then that you're getting good performance out of that bottle brush because a lot of us haven't had great luck with it.
So, anyways, again, I enjoy your program and
thanks, Clarice.
Thanks for the information.
Thanks for the information.
Yeah, we always love folks like you to contribute. You take care. 308-8867, the number to call to be a part.